for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
Good afternoon or evening, folks. It's good to be back in the studio with you guys again on a rainy, rain out type of a Wednesday.
Yeah, rain. That seems to be all we're getting these days, including over spring break.
So a little bit of an update on the All-A state playoffs. I'll give you kind of both of the rundowns real quick here. Softball, baseball, both were scheduled to play tonight in the semifinals. Well, boys, is it finals or semifinals?
I think the boys are finals. Finals. Yeah.
Excuse me. So the girls were scheduled to play semifinal tonight against Bath County. That game has been postponed until tomorrow night. The boys...
At Bath County.
At Bath County. We changed the date due to... Earlier in the season, we had a game scheduled there. We canceled. So it's kind of a payment for a game we owed them. So just as a favor, moved it over there. And then the Powell County boys defeated Round County, which we'll talk about later, to get to the finals. And they will play Estill County at Estill for another time to play the engineers over there.
Scheduled for tomorrow.
Again, it was scheduled for today. Canceled. Moved to tomorrow. Hopefully it gets in. We shall see.
Yeah, I'm not hopeful either one of the games. I think with the way that the rain... Again, well, not only tonight, but even into tomorrow, we'll, you know,
the only
an
thing
issue.
I would say is I think Estill has a tarp. If they're able to tarp their field and keep whatever we get tonight, again, I'm like you. I think the rain tomorrow looks as bad as it was today and last night.
And it's supposed to be thunderstorms, too, so it's not just necessarily a rain coming through. I mean, potential thunder, lightning, you know, that kind of thing.
Not real sure what the deadlines are. Frank, if you're listening to us, maybe give me a text on what the deadlines are. I don't really know if they're the same deadline, but for softball and baseball to have their all to a completed by date, which tomorrow was supposed to be our championship game for our two-a softball. Like, I'm not sure about the dates for baseball, but for softball, they gave us till tomorrow. I think they did extend it to next week, but I'm not real sure. Positive for those dates. Anyway, that's kind of where we are as far as the now. What's going on right now here at Powell County Sports. We'll start off with Powell County Softball, where we left you. And I'll let Ken start this one.
At this point, we're going to kind of go back just a little bit in time because it's been a while. The last game you all actually played was March the 28th. So, I mean, here we are already on the 10th. So it's been almost 2 weeks since that last game. But prior to the Menifee County game, the Lady Pirates ended up defeating Owsley County 5-3, getting a big district win, which was a very entertaining game. I thought that was probably, for the Lady Pirates, that was the first time I actually had a chance to see them play this year. Most of y'all's games have been away in some respects. Yeah. But to be able to see them, they hung in there. They made solid hits. Ella Napier, two home runs, unbelievable. Her bat kind of coming alive in that instance to really lift the Lady Pirates. Got some solid pitching, solid fielding. I felt like, again, for a district matchup, I thought that was a really good game. And then you follow that up 3 days later against Menifee County on the road, lose 16-14. So put up big numbers, just came up a little bit short on that particular game.
Well, they put up bigger numbers.
The Lady Pirates are sitting at 2-5 overall in the season and 1-0 in district play.
Well, real quick, again, against Owsley County, we played well defensively. We pitched pretty good. The two home runs, Bella, was huge for us. But I like the bottom of our order. Kind of got on base, scored a couple runs for us. Did a good job of there. And then we turned around, I guess, the next game we played at Menifee, which was...
The last game we played. On the 28th.
Before spring break. We were scheduled to go to West Carter and... Didn't have enough players to go play, so that game's moved later on our calendar. But that being said, we were up over Menifee, I believe, by three believe it was 8-5. Destin Foster gets a solid hit. Tries to round first, go to second. When she rounded first, tripped, fell, hurt her wrist. So she came out, and our next two, Ella and Maya, came in. Ella gave up several runs. I probably left Ella in too long. She went in cold. Obviously, she was given as long as she needed, but I'm not sure she got warming up enough.
No, sure, and that's a hard situation for anybody.
It's one thing if you have a hurry up and run, hurry up and get ready.
Yeah, get prepared. Right. It's one thing if you've got somebody in the bullpen that's already kind of warming up, they can come in. But now when you're taking your shortstop and now all of a sudden I'm putting you in to pitch, it's different.
And we were rotating catchers back and forth depending on who their base runners were. We were making all kinds of changes. We lost another player, Emma Risen, one out in the first inning, I believe, of that game due to a hamstring, which started against the Alta County game. So that injury showed its head, and she was out. So we were down a couple of players and used everybody on the roster we used on against Menifee. That being said, they had a huge inning and scored the 11 runs and taken a 16-8 lead. We came back in the top of the seventh. We're able to put six more runs on the board, and I was really happy where we were. We were bases loaded. We did have two outs. We've got Maya Wickline, who's been one of our best hitters, and Ella Napier coming back up, who had already hit two home runs against Menifee. And and to hear the folks over there say it, that they haven't seen people hit a lot of home runs at Menifee.
Right.
It's a longer fence, about 220, 230. And we had three, LA at two, and Desi at one. I was just kind of waiting for time for Desi to finally hit a home run. But as far as that goes, it was a good night. But, you know, I think had Napier or Foster been able to finish the game, I think it's a different outcome. But couldn't even get a glove on her hand the next inning. So I think it was the sixth, and then they didn't have to bat the seventh inning. So
right.
But anyway, it was a game we're probably not supposed to lose. But on the flip side of that, Menifee County's playing a whole lot better. Got a new coach. Got one of the best players in that region that plays for them. And she wound up doing the pitching. And she will be a D1 softball player somewhere. Just as I feel now that Ellen Napier's probably the closest thing we've got right now. Or at least, maybe there's a couple in the baseball side, but closest thing I know we've got right now as far as can make a D1 player.
Right. And I will say this too, though, that even you telling that story, the fact that your team is down by the 8 runs and come back and are able to put 6 runs on there, again, one of the things that I noticed even with the Owsley County game, they never give up.
No.
It's no different. No. They kind of remind me in this regard as far as some of the other teams that you've had. Doesn't matter what the score is, we're plugging along. You know, we're going to keep battling. We're going to stay in there and try and make something happen. The fact that they actually were able to do that, because they were even down in the Owsley County game and ended up coming back, I think that says a lot about your team.
Well, I had a player that hadn't had an official at bat yet for us and had to go in due to the injuries. And this pitcher was struggling just a little bit at the time. I said, all right, crowd the plate, get as close as you can, and try to take one off your leg. She did.
Right.
So, you hate to ask a kid to do that, but she doesn't. That kid doesn't mind. Any way I can help the team, that kid helps. Again, we saw this. Emily Reed is who it was. And you watched her all season in basketball. She's a gamer.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, I'll do it.
Right.
Just give me an opportunity. And got her opportunity and did exactly what I asked her to do and took her base and wound up scoring a run. So, little things. Like that, you know, crowding the plate a little bit on the pitcher was getting tired. Not used to going. They're kind of like us. We hadn't played a lot of 7-inning games. They haven't either. Not used to going 7, and it was a long softball game.
Right.
So, but very entertaining. I'm sure if you're a fan, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, impressed, right, that your team put up those numbers like that. Again, unfortunately, you ended up losing. But then when you explain it as far as the injuries and everything, again, that says a lot, too, about your bench players to step up into those rows. And obviously, whether you're putting Myra or you're putting Ella in that pitching role, the fact that you have that flexibility kind of to be able to do that, and not that you wanted to put them in that situation, you were forced into it,
yeah,
but still the fact that they still hung in there, and again you only lose by two, that's impressive.
We're so much better obviously with Dessa in the circle, just having Ella at shortstop and really wherever I put Maya, and for this game at the start Maya was at second base, and we had our seventh grader was doing her catching for us, and she does a pretty good job behind the plate. But to give Maya a little bit of a break, I tried to give her, you know, a break against Menifee. We ended up using her some behind the plate and had to use her to pitch. Like I said, when we had some different hitters up or different matchups, we switched positions between catcher and shortstop. So it's good to see other people, but and I was trying to maneuver however we could,
sure,
with a very short roster. But anyway, it's a tough loss for us. You know, I'm proud of the way Menifee fought. They weren't going to give up either. So give them credit, and I will. But, you know, I do think it would have been a different outcome had Dessa not been injured.
Sure.
But injuries happen.
Right. Yeah, again, impressive with those numbers. So as far as Bath County, what do you kind of know even about them?
Solid.
Okay, solid. Sure.
Got a good, really good pitcher. They're a really solid team, probably as good as we've played. I think the best thing we've played so far is probably Hazard. Really put a butt whooping on us. But now Bath County is always, over the last 8 or 10 years, has been really a nice program. So it's going to be a tough game for us, but we're going to show up and give it what we got.
And as you said, at this point, it's almost a deadline situation, yeah, when it can actually be scheduled again. It's not looking promising for tomorrow. Obviously, once you start getting into Friday and the weekend, it kind of becomes a different animal.
Yeah, we've got a district game on Saturday. They've got a showcase Friday, Saturday. I know they wouldn't want to back out of their showcase. We would have to probably cancel the game on Friday to maybe get it in on Friday. Can't give up Saturday, either team. Monday, another district game. It's tough to find open dates.
Right.
So, yeah, it's tough at this point.
And that's unfortunate, again, that you try to squeeze in these games in the midst of your schedule to try and find that opening slot that works for everybody, yet alone there being a deadline, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. But, again, our season really – I always look at our season – it starts after spring break, which is – whenever we get to play next.
All right.
And then we got, but this one kind of runs bad because we'll start this week when we have really nothing. Next week's prom week, short week. So we're scheduled to play Monday, Tuesday off. And our schedule, if you see it right now, has been bullet ridden. We've had teams cancel, change dates, can't play. That's normal for spring sports. You get prom scheduled and academic stuff canceled or scheduled by schools. They want their teams to not play on those nights. I get it. But I wish they'd give us those schedules early.
To avoid that kind of thing, sure.
So now we've got two more big breaks that I don't like. But, again, we'll try to fill them as we can. But that causes other issues other places. So
yeah, and we've talked about that even as it relates to other sports.
Yeah.
When you're taking off days, not that you're not necessarily getting in practice, but in general, when you're taking off days and not having game action when you're in the season, it's a little bit different.
I don't care how many times you practice. You can't simulate game action.
No, you can't, regardless.
So,
yeah.
Again, every day we're missing playing is an opportunity to busy learning. But now we're working hard right now on our mechanics, our fundamentals of hitting. It's basically all we can do right now. But we got a lot of work to do to get better. We're really young, inexperienced, skilly to play. Just got off FBLA trip. We wouldn't have been able to play Monday and Tuesday of this week. Got two more still on a trip. So we're down to 11 right now. Got two injuries that may be out for the year. One may be back before earlier than I thought. Maybe both. I'd love to see those kids come back to us, but neither one of those players I was expecting back on the roster this season, but I'd love to see him back.
All right. We'll see and cross that bridge, right?
We shall see.
So at this point, we'll go on and take a break as the Lady Pirates supposed to be in action tomorrow at Bath County, weather permitting, Friday away at Model, and then on Saturday at home against Lee County, and then Monday at 2 o'clock on Saturday against Lee County. Again, that's a home game. And then on the 15th, Monday, away at Owsley County, and then on the 16th, away at Paris to wrap up next week, the next couple of weeks here. So we'll step aside here. You're listening to the Powell County Sports Network.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
If you're 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screening. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, we're here to help you choose a healthy future. Choose well. Visit us online at clarkregional.org.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Mercy Medical Clinic of Powell County, a service of Markham and Wallace Memorial Hospital, is personal primary care for you and your family. Receive the best care from highly trained physician Dr. Julie Kennan and family nurse practitioners Sandra McCoy and Ashley Short right here in your community. Mercy Medical Clinic of Powell County, located on Irvin Road in Clay City, is convenient primary care with same-day appointments. Call 663-2153 to schedule your appointment today. New patients are being accepted. Trust Mercy Medical Clinic of Powell County, caring for you closer to home.
Welcome back. Sorry I had to go get a drink because my voice was hitting a wall.
That's easy. It's easy to do.
Yeah, allergies.
Especially with allergies, yeah.
Whatever else is going on out there has just not been fun. Ever since I had the flu, it seems like my voice has been fighting me. Anyway, back to a little bit of baseball news. We'll get into the college arena in a little bit. Got some fun things to talk about. But first, we'll talk about baseball as baseball just come off a huge win over Rowan County, who defeated the Pirates earlier in the season.
Yeah, actually defeated them 11-1 back on March the 16th.
So 11-1 to 10-9
in six innings. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I think in some respects this is probably one of Frank Spencer's, the head coach of the Pirates. I think this is probably one of his top five, if not one of the top wins overall. You know, as far as him being the head coach, a solid win against a solid Rowan County team who had only lost one game. They came off of a loss against a team from North Carolina. And I think that one actually may have gone extra innings and only lost by a run or two. So a solid team that came in 11-1, I believe, was their record. So, again, the fact that Rowan had beat Powell 11-1 themselves in six innings in the Hardin Classic, again, going back to March the 16th, and all of a sudden you come back in a huge duel. I mean, it was back and forth, back and forth. Rowan gets an early lead, 1-0. Leadoff walk, hit by pitch, run scores. Rowan's leading 1-0. They score three runs going in the top of the third. Powell County answers it, gets three runs themselves. Now it's 4-3. Then Rowan goes, extends a little bit. Powell answers. So it was really a back-and-forth battle. Powell ended up giving up three runs, I believe, in the top of the seventh inning after leading.
Had the lead.
Yeah, Powell had the lead. They give up three in a weird sequence. Like, so you've got a runner, two runners on the bag, a player up to bat. He gets potentially what some people thought was strike three. Instead, he gets a hit down the line. Third baseman L.W. Naper, throw over to first. Austin Begley had to come off the bag a little bit, catches it, but when he makes the swipe to make the tag, the ball comes out. Mm-hmm. The run scores from third. Then, by the time they realize it, now the runner has gone from second to third. And then, during the craziness of everything, he comes in to score. So, these to say, you know, two runs that potentially should
give
not
me,
have been
runs.
Correct. Should not have been runs. Again, the call's questionable as far as the, you know, the strike or whatever else. I thought the officials did a pretty good job, but it was kind of hard to tell sometimes with the strike zone because I'd be like, oh, that's a good pitch. Oh, no, okay, that's a ball. And I'm thinking, well, was it too low? Was it out? You know what I'm saying? It was kind of hard to judge and gauge.
Were you sitting at your normal spot?
I was, yeah, and it was still kind of, like I said, sometimes I'm thinking, oh, it's a strike. No, it's a ball. And then other times it would come across, and I'd think it's low, and it's a ball, and I'd be like, no, it's a strike. And I'm like,
I wonder if anybody
know.
Went back and tried to watch it on Facebook because I saw some of the game on there, and you're having the other view.
Yes.
And you could see a little bit better from that
right
center field angle.
Yeah, unless the center fielder was in the way, right? Yeah. Which I love that angle. Again, I appreciate Ethan Moore taking the time, again, to set up that camera. You know, maybe next time being a little bit offset, maybe to the right or something to kind of avoid that center field line.
And I would like
line.
To say this real quick on Ethan's behalf and here at WSKV. You know, some folks have made some suggestions about changing some things. And whether these folks understand this or not, if you suggest something that's better, Ethan wants to do the best he can.
100%.
And has spent quite a bit of extra money.
Definitely.
And some of these people still won't give us an opportunity to be a sponsor. So I would say, guys, sometimes help us out. You know,
yeah, those cameras are not cheap.
Don't complain all the time. Help us out, financially, because it's what Ethan's trying to put together is a very expensive package for the best viewership and listenership he can get, and for both Powell and Estill counties. I don't care which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
he's going to spend the money, and it is a better view, but it also costs money. So you guys that always suggest it and think it doesn't cost anything. Y'all got another thing coming.
Correct. Yeah, again, he wants to put the best product he can out there, and we appreciate those suggestions.
Yes, we do.
But at the same time, those cameras are not, they're not cheap, and it's a situation, too, where those cameras are hooked up to a battery power pack in order to even keep them. There's no wiring or anything to those. So, again, the fact that he's going wireless.
Plugging up places that don't have plugs.
That's exactly right, yes. And then trying to find the internet and or using his own personal hotspot. I mean, again, yes. There are some...
There's a lot of expense.
A lot of it.
That Ethan puts out there. Now, I'm just telling you guys this, not for pity or anything, but he spends a lot of extra money to do things best for the customers, which is what you're supposed to do. But now, we need more customers. Come on and jump on and help us out with the sports packages, because I think he already lost a $3,000 camera at a baseball game where he was trying to do what he was suggested that he does.
Right.
He did it, lost the camera. And that's going to happen. But again,
it's an expense.
It's an expense. So, you know.
And a lot of times he does not get paid when he's putting in the time to do these things.
Yes.
And I know that he probably doesn't want us to even say these things, but in general, he volunteers his time far too much in this community to not get some gratitude.
At least give him a thank you.
100%. Yes, it doesn't matter. Again, he goes above and beyond for this community.
Yep.
In a lot of ways that people aren't even aware. And again, they're great. He's a great family, great people to work for. Appreciate the opportunity that they've given us to even do this.
And appreciate our sponsors.
And
he would fuss at us right now for saying this. But
he would.
Again, when you see him out, man, say thank you for everything that you do, because it's a whole lot more than people know.
We probably should start a GoFundMe page.
And that'd be all right.
He would hurt us, but again, he does a great job. Again, the camera in center field,
great
a
angle.
Big difference. Yeah. Exactly, a great angle. He's got the other camera set up. He's got one on the scoreboard. I mean,
and having
to
manage all that by yourself.
Yeah, it's correct. In addition to him now trying to even talk, as far as a partner, as far as with me and everything. Because, again, the expense of having to buy cameras and equipment and everything else, again, it's
at least a four or five-person operation he's doing by himself.
Yeah.
One of the best multitaskers with equipment I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Anyway.
It was great. But going back to that particular inning in the seventh inning, so, again, the two runs come across, and at that point you're just like, we had it. Again, questionable call. Get on base. Unfortunately, the ball comes out, and that happens. He made the swipe, and it just rolled out of the end again. Then the run score, an unfortunate circumstance. But the bottom of the order for the Pirates, too, came up really big in that game to get some key hits, to get some runs across. So impressed with, again, the bottom half of the order. Then you get to the top of the order. Kyle Nickel comes up, gets a solid base hit. We get the run coming in from third. Powell County ends up winning 10-9. Probably one of the most entertaining games I've seen in a good while, as far as, again, the back and forth against what should have been a superior team based on record and the fact that you already won by 10 runs, 11-1.
I mean, understandable on the pitching side that if you got an ace that's pitching against you and you beat you 10-1, and maybe Powell didn't have their ace available for that game. Maybe they do for the second time around, but regardless, Round County's got a pretty good baseball program.
Yeah.
That's a good win. Like
solid
you said,
win.
And by the way, Frank also picked up his 100th win last week, I believe. So 100 career wins at an early career. Still a young career for Frank, but he got the 100 in.
Yeah, and we've talked about this team, even before the season started, as far as them being a solid team.
Oh,
Fielding. Pitching, hitting had been a little suspect at times going back to last year, and even at times, as far as the numbers. But they've been solid, performing solid consistently this season. That's really what it takes. And again, a big win for them.
I just don't want this team to go down in the regional tournament again and be because of hitting. This team, we projected, as everybody, all the baseball fans around, this is their year. And I will say this, and after talking some to Frank, some to other fans, whoever, as a softball coach, y'all get to see them a lot. Sometimes I have to go back and watch them again on Facebook or whatever. But I will say this, their pitching depth and the quality of who they have is enough pitching, you can go far in the regional tournament.
Agreed.
The staff that he has right now, he has got, to me, I think he's got at least, I think Beckley is pretty much in a relief role. Is he still starting some?
A little bit of both.
Well, if Begley's in the rotation, you got five guys you can go to, I think, on a given day and you can trust who you got. It's not often we can say that you've got five guys that are quality. Frank's got five quality arms in that rotation. And if he pulls Begley out, you still got four quality arms with Begley on the back end. So regardless of how you cut it, it's a pretty good little pitching staff he's got going on.
So even Lacey Dickens started, just a sophomore. So now you've got a sophomore going up against
Rowan County.
A solid team in Rowan County, right? And he held his own. You know,
Dickens throws hard. You got, Nichols is their ace. You got Dickens, who's really throwing the ball hard, better control. Kyle Knox, I watched him last year. Kane Knox. Excuse me. I watched him last year, and he just pinpoint control. Love to watch him pitch. It just easy motion, good delivery, throw strikes. It's what you want. You've got big kid. How do I forget his name? Lord
have mercy. I don't know. Now you're throwing me off.
I'm throwing you off. You don't have your roster with you.
I probably do, but
I'll get it's Ethan
Wireman. Yeah. Yeah.
Good name. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But Ethan has come back from injury. He's doing really well. Did I mention four? I know we got Begley. We got Nickel, Knox, Wireman. You mentioned it.
Even Cam has come in at time. Not so much maybe this year.
Yeah, but Dickens. I'm talking about Dickens. That's the four.
Lacey Dickens.
You
got
the main four to me are, you know, Kyle, Ethan, Kane, and Lacey.
And Austin Begley.
If you could put Austin on the back end of that bullpen, or as another starter, I'm telling you, this is the kind of pitching staff you want to advance through a regional tournament. So the hitting is as good as it's going to get. The pitching is as good as it's going to get. This is the year you got to get it done.
Yeah, I'm fielding.
No
pressure. They're very solid even defensively out on the field.
Yes.
Strong arm, good defense. At this point, again, you're sitting at 12-4 on the season. You've not accomplished anything other than you've got a nice record.
You're
12-4. Exactly. You got a nice record. You're playing solid, but there's still a lot more season to go.
We're a third all the way through.
Yeah. So at this point, don't be complacent. I don't think they would. I don't think Frank would even let them. These guys are hungry in that regard. And obviously the way they fought back against Rowan, after being down, you come back. Now you're down, you come back, you're down. You come back again. It's especially to win in the bottom of the seventh.
I mean, I think, even looking at the team next year, you got a nice team. You got some really young kids coming up that are really good. But this year, you got four or five kids that are seniors that are really good.
Yeah.
And I just think it's the time you get it done. Sometimes there's a lot of pressure on these seniors to get it done. But the junior class is solid. Their sophomore class is solid. Their upcoming kids are solid. They've got one of the best freshmen probably around.
Your infield are your seniors.
There's not many
third, and short. Yeah, those are your senior players, and they have been solid players for several years
now. So we got a sophomore catcher. We got a junior left fielder, center fielder. Right fielder is, I don't know who's playing right field for him right now.
Carter Poe, freshman.
The freshman.
Yeah.
So you got underclassmen in the outfield, and then your seniors in the infield pitching. That staff is anywhere between, sophomore and senior. So, and then up with a sophomore catcher. I tell you, it's the nucleus looks really good. And you got a bunch of kids young that are in middle school now, plus your freshman class. It's been retooled. This is a good group to work with. It's deep. You got guys sitting on this bench that can start for other teams, and as long as those kids understand that, this is a quality baseball team. This is probably one of the better teams I've seen in a while. I go back to the early 90s. I think we had one of the best runs of about 5 years you're going to find. This team is comparable to those. So they're finally getting a team up there where I think they're comparable.
And you can even tell the cohesion of this team. they're solid. Like, they're encouraging to each other. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the one or you're the nine.
Well,
it doesn't matter if you're on the bench. Like, they're encouraging each other. Come on, get the base hit, make the play, whatever it might be.
You got, you know, Wells usually hits the nine hole, right? Levi.
Yeah.
Levi's a leadoff hitter, which he's batting ninth, which that's kind of where I like to put my fast kids that make good contact that's going to be on base for my
one.
Levi's really doing a lot at the bottom of that order. And the eight hitter, I think, has been – where's Carter been batting?
He's
been
Carter, eight.
Listen, you take Carter Wells at the end, they're like one and two. So, I'm not sure. There's a lot of gaps. When you go one through nine against Powell County, you think it's easy until that guy gets a big hit on you.
Yeah.
It's there's no easy outs. When you get to the bottom of the order, you got more contact guys. They're going to put base hits out there.
Drew Miller, Carter Pohl, and Levi Wells.
Not easy.
No.
None of them are easy outs.
No.
So, that's what I like about this. When you you can't rest one through six, obviously. When you get 7, 8, 9 are just as good as 1, 2, and 3. You got no breaks against this lineup. This is a really good, solid offensive lineup that can play the glove and do it the right way. We've got all the pitching depth. This is a team, again, I think this team could go far. I think they're in their own way if they don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, too, one of the things that when they're up at the plate, everybody is solid as far as I'm not swinging anything out of the strike zone. I'm being consistent.
Yep.
I think that's paying dividends for them.
Takes time for drills to work.
It does. They're fouling off some balls, you know, that are rolling off the top, but at the same time, they're making that contact and they're not that far off from getting that base hit. But again, they're not swinging at anything that they don't feel is not in their wheelhouse. And Frank is giving them on a 3-0 pitch. That pitch is there. He's basically almost letting them swing away. Again, if that pitch is down the middle and that's your pitch, he's kind of giving them that free will to do that, which I like as well.
It's nice to trust the hitter to make the decision.
Yeah.
We can take another pitch. We can get behind or we can crank one. And
right.
this team is good enough offensively. They can get that done. And I know I'm saying that, and then last year we complained about their offense. When you face really tough pitching, it gets harder. At the end, when you're playing the championship games, the semifinal games, the game gets harder because the pitching gets better.
Right.
So the farther you go, better pitching you're going to face. That's kind of been their Achilles heel going forward. We always hit regular season. It's tournament time, crunch time. We face the better pitching. So how we do against good pitching, Round County probably an example of that. Wasn't there, didn't see it. I would assume that's pretty good pitching they faced.
Yeah, it was.
So,
yeah.
To score 10 against decent pitching, start in the right direction.
Again, I think that's where it just goes back to the patience of standing in the box. At that point, I'm waiting for that pitch. I'm not going to swing at anything foolish. They're not chasing high. They're not chasing low. They're not chasing out of the strike zone. Again, that's paying dividends for them because now you're getting close to the full count.
Yeah.
Right now, again.
Your advantage.
Your advantage, whether it's a walk or otherwise. Listen, at one point, too, I wish I had my book with me, laid down a squeeze bunt with a runner at first and third, laid down the bunt perfectly. I wish I could. It may have been Carter Pohl. But anyway, regardless, laid down the bunt perfectly. The run scores. Not only that, he gets on the base. So now all of a sudden, based on all that, the player that was on first ends up at third. Now you got runners on the corners again.
Back to the corners again.
Yeah, heady play. But again, the idea that Frank called that play, felt comfortable enough with his player up the plate to lay that perfect bunt down the third base line, and it was a short bunt at that.
But
so,
you have to really trust that batter.
And he obviously does. Yeah.
You have to trust that batter.
And I think the fact that they've been practicing on their hitting again is paying dividends. Again, that's.
I like the fact that Frank's playing some small ball.
Yeah.
Listen, bunting is an art. Bunting can break a team. I'm telling you, I have seen teams come to tears just bunting the. It could be so. I watched the Reds play last night. Guy lays a bunt down, guy throws in dry field, got speedy guys on. Speed means pressure.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Putting the ball down, putting the pressure on the defense, make them play is pressure. I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely entertaining, the fact that he trusts his players, the fact that they even trust him as far as, you know, this is what he's calling. I'm gonna execute. It's going to work out well. Again, they're stealing bases. They're making solid hits, even going back to Kyle getting the single that scored the run. So the second baseman –
went the other way, right?
Yeah, second baseman's cheating towards second base a little bit because there's a player on second. So at that point, he cheats just enough over there. Kyle lays it where he would normally be positioned at second base.
Watching the swing on video, it looked like it was almost intentional to go to right field on that swing.
Yeah,
that he took. You're talking about kids that have got an IQ of baseball that are really solid.
Yeah,
and I just think this team, with their baseball intellect, this is a really good group.
Well, again, they get along. They like each other. I mean, yeah. I think it's all.
And got a chance now to win a 2A region.
Yeah.
I know it's not the state tournament. It's a state tournament if you get a win. Go play in that. See how you are against the other 2A schools. Listen, it's not like football. There's only three classifications in baseball and softball. There's six in football.
Right.
So you've got a third of the schools in the state you're playing against. Solid competition, so good luck to our Pirates tomorrow.
Yeah, and even the reaction, once he made that hit, and I can't remember who was actually on second. Again, I wish I'd brought in my book. I was kind of rushed in many respects. But the reaction, though, of the bench to go run down to first, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just excited, jumping up and down, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to do his job and touch first, right?
Right, yeah. So, again, Kyle did what he needed to do. The bench and the players reacted. They were jubilant. I mean, it was a great atmosphere because it was a great win to get. Again, couldn't be more proud of them the way that they stand right now at 12-4 on the season. Got a long way to go, but yep. Still, they're capable of doing something special for sure.
At least 20 left, probably. I'm just kidding. We got Estacani
tomorrow.
All 2A championship.
And then on Saturday, they are away at Perry County Central at 12:30, and then scheduled to play Wolf County that day as well at 2:30. And then on the 15th, Monday, they'll be away at Owsley County. Looks like a doubleheader is what they have here on the 15th. Owsley County, maybe it's a JV and then varsity.
It's a varsity doubleheader.
A varsity doubleheader.
I think they're playing Owsley both games.
On the road there as opposed to doing a home and away. Yep. Okay. Well, you're right. Looking at it, that's actually the way it is. So, again, that will be Monday for the Pirates, a doubleheader at Owsley County.
So, good luck to the Pirates coming up. We'll take another break, come back and talk basketball news here in the county and here in the United States as far as the NCAA championships, men's and women's, after the break.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Hey, I'm Wyatt Denniston, the new owner of Stanton Ace Hardware. At Ace, we are known for being the helpful place, and we pride ourselves in accomplishing that goal each day with each customer. We're focused on bringing a new selection of great products with you in mind, including quality knives like Case Knives, built with integrity for people of integrity. Steel chainsaws, trimmers, and lawnmowers. That's right, I said lawnmowers. And simply the best, Skag Power equipment. Shop local, save money, and get quality products from people who love this community. We are Stanton Ace Hardware, supporting the broadcast of our Powell County Pirates.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank. where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events, in their academics, at home, or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
All right, welcome back. We got a few national things to talk about. We'll come back to talk about local stuff in a moment. First, congratulations to South Carolina for an undefeated season.
Unbelievable, right?
That's impressive.
38. That is impressive, yeah.
Impressive in college basketball.
Yeah.
And a couple things about the women's tournament. Caitlin Clark, whether you love her or you hate her, finishes with the all-time leading score. Well, all-time leading whatever, probably. But one of the all-time leading score, period.
Ever.
In NCAA history, men's and women's.
Surpassed Pete Maravich.
Yes.
Who held that record for the still has it on the men's side, but 70s, still
60s, 70s.
Yeah, late 60s, I believe.
Oof. At the LSU, tell you what she did at Iowa was just phenomenal. What she has done for women's basketball, and it's been growing.
Absolutely,
it's been growing.
Yeah.
It's been getting better, but to have the viewership of the women's tournament outperforming the men's tournament,
I have a theory on that.
Neat, I love it.
I think it's great, too. Yeah, that just goes to prove, one, not only South Carolina being undefeated, but then you're going up against the player of the year in Caitlin Clark. What a great matchup that was. But
you got number one against number two almost all season long.
Here's why I think this, though, because I could be included in that. The women's championship was on ABC. I can get that over the air, right? I'm just saying that's a basic channel. The men's was on TBS and TNT. I have to subscribe to something in order to get that game. To me, if it's on ABC, I think the men probably outperform the women because, again, it's not subscription-based. Not taking anything against the women by any means, listen, because obviously the viewership proves
it.
But
the viewership was just – you never – see numbers like that
for the women. Period, to be that agree. But again, I think that's a part of it.
Love it. I love it. Yeah. Again, I've been a women's coach now for a long time. These girls never get enough credit, and the accolades are never there. Thank you, women's basketball. I think women's soccer is helped in that.
Absolutely.
It's been growing.
Yes.
The Olympics and the winter sports, women are usually some of the better ones. Kudos. Women athletes out there, keep working what you're doing. Looks like we're making a little bit of a turn.
Yeah, and they're solid.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Caitlin Clark was offered $5 million to come play for the Big Three basketball. I hope she doesn't take it. And here's the reason why. Those are mostly retired NBA collegiate players, men, if you will. And I get that she grew up playing with her brothers and against boys and everything, not taking anything away with her. I think they would look at her, and I think they would probably try and physically kind of, not necessarily hurt her, but I think that they would, like, teach her a lesson, like, you don't belong in this league.
Right.
And I'm going to...
Those folks are still out there.
Correct. And I think that at that point, they'd be a little bit more physical than she probably deserves, and I get $5 million is a lot of money. But
listen, I'm just proud that a player of that caliber, back-to-back national championships, not winning, but played in back-to-back championships for a school who is not accustomed to being there.
Correct, yeah.
You know, LSU, South Carolina, UConn, for the women, those teams are accustomed to being there.
Yeah.
For the men, it switched gears. UConn is now one of the bigger programs in the nation, but they're battling Purdue, the battle of the big men, the player of the year for Purdue. UConn, as good as they were this year, man, I'm telling you, it was a great matchup and a good game. I mean, I think they're both quality championship games. And you throw Alabama in the mix. They didn't embarrass anybody.
Yeah.
They played well, representing the SEC and the men's. But I'm really proud of, you know, South Carolina undefeated. That's wow moments. You know, I think UConn women may have been one of the last teams that went undefeated. But with players like Caitlin Clark, and again, there are other players out there other than her, obviously because you just got beat by somebody else, right?
Right.
But there's more basketball players in the league. The game's getting better. It's getting more publicity. I love it. I think it's great for women's sports. Finally getting a little bit of attention that they well deserve.
I think with Caitlin Clark, too, you know, even going back to the championship game, she was not afraid to shoot from anywhere, right?
Cross the line, it's open. Right?
Exactly. But the fact that she had enough belief in herself that I can hit this shot and has practiced it, she kind of reminds me of a Steph Curry in that regard. Steph Curry's, there's not a shot that he won't take.
Do you remember Mary Mitchell? What.
No, really? No.
I mean, I vaguely remember. I vaguely remember him, but.
And that was without the three-point line.
Yeah, but he was playing. Still shooting some deep jumpers.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, at that point, right, you know, no three-point line.
If he had the three-point line, he might have been something like this.
Oh, gosh, but he doubled his production.
I mean, he didn't care where he shot it from.
Right.
And that was before you were rewarded for shooting deep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Maravich was fun to watch.
Exciting regardless. Again, I think it's great for women's sports. I agree. I appreciate you even saying as far as women's soccer, right, having won the World Cup and Olympics and all of that. That's gaining momentum as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got women swimmers winning all these gold medals and track.
Gymnastics, listen, Simone Biles, and just the list goes on and on.
Women athletes in the United States, to me, are becoming the best in the world. Men aren't. But
true.
The women are.
True, yes.
So, guys.
They've taken it to a different level.
Follow the lead here. Now, we're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to go more local. Calipari, not fired, but leaves. Takes a job at Arkansas.
For less.
For less money. Opens the door for somebody to come into Kentucky. Rumors today were it was down to Scott Drew. It stopped.
True. And apparently the Kraft family have flown to Waco, Texas to potentially either have a meeting with him or bring him back to Lexington.
Well, apparently the rumor today was he flew into Lexington for a meeting. That didn't happen. That was just a rumor. I do think Drew is probably the leading choice.
He should
officially be. Because I think Kentucky understands this guy's not coming, this guy's not coming, this guy's not coming. He's the best one out there.
Well, think about this. If I'm Nate Oates, why would I leave Alabama? There's no pressure.
Well, true, but there's only five or six coaches that can handle Kentucky. And I do believe Scott Drew is one of those five.
Absolutely.
There may be better basketball minds. There's not many coaches that can handle this program.
I think Jay Wright would be one of those, even though he has no... Correct, and I don't blame him. I mean, he's older in age, and at this point, he loves being on TV.
Too old.
Exactly, right.
And I honestly think Billy Donovan is getting a little bit long of the teeth.
I think he's been out of college so long.
Too long.
The only thing that would... Well, if they don't make the playoffs, this is like he's been at Chicago, and they've not done anything since he's been there. This is his fourth season.
But right now they're in the play-in game.
Correct.
For the playoffs.
But at this point, he doesn't have a contract beyond this year. So, again, he can't think about it. I'm not so sure he's the right guy being out of it for 10 years.
Yeah, I agree.
To step in with the NIL and the transfer portal. And I'm not saying he can't do the job because obviously he's a good coach. I'm just thinking that's... Things have passed him up at this point.
I like Donovan 5 years ago.
True.
Maybe more.
And obviously, if you're Hurley, I'm not leaving UConn.
No,
I'm
no
sitting
reason.
I'm on the top of the hill, yeah. right? And at the same time, to go for a three-peat, I get that.
Not
and there's
that
no,
program.
But there's no pressure. But there's really no pressure.
There's pressure, and then there's North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas, UCLA.
That's a different pressure.
UCLA's kind of falling off that radar.
Right.
Let's not let Kentucky fall off that radar. But let's not forget, too, Calipari did take us to a national championship for several Final Fours right there at the beginning of his career at Kentucky, and then kind of fell off with the one and done's. I think he's realizing it doesn't work. Looking back at the college
He was
rosters,
ahead of the curve back then.
He was ahead, but the players just didn't stay long enough to me to get good enough to be in the NCAA tournament in the Final Four.
And as a fan of Kentucky basketball, one of the problems to me, you don't get to really know these players, and all of a sudden they're gone, and then they're in the NBA, and you're just like, you know, you kind of forget about them, kind of, because there's not a lot of people around here that necessarily follow the NBA.
And some of your favorites are probably going to leave, regardless of who the coach is going to be, and some of your recruits are still going to come. We'll have to let it all play out after they hire a coach. Looks like it'll probably be Scott Drew at this point, but
I think he's probably the best available option. He spent enough time at Baylor. Why wouldn't he go for more money, better facility, better recruiting? He's still young enough. I think he's like 53, maybe. Yeah. You know,
I'm okay with that. If it's not going to be somebody like a Shaka Smart, who is a big name.
Yeah, I'm not interested in him.
But I'm just saying, those are the high praise guys you got in college basketball. Bruce Pearl would have been a very interesting candidate coming to Kentucky.
I wouldn't have wanted him either.
No, but I think there would have been
He's too
lovers.
Polarizing as well.
He would have been had lovers or haters.
Yeah, I think he'd have more haters. Yeah.
I love Bruce Pearl. He would have been all in about Kentucky, though.
True.
He is all in about wherever he is.
You're
right.
Don't
care where it is. He's all in. I like that part about Bruce Pearl. If he's actually the fallback candidate, so be it. I'll take a Bruce Pearl. But I think either one of those are quality.
I think Scott Drew is probably, hopefully, the way that it goes. And I will say this about Calipari. I appreciated what he did, right? He did great things during that span. I think he kind of fell off during that COVID kind of time and lost a little bit of his.
He probably lost a little bit.
He did. And at the same time, that's kind of, in a weird way, it's kind of about the time that Kenny Payne left as well. I have a lot of respect for Kenny Payne, what he did for the UK program. He didn't have success at Louisville.
But he was done wrong at Louisville, too.
He was done wrong. Why would you sign a guy to an 8-year contract and you give him 2 years when he told you coming in it's going to take 3 to 4 years?
He was done wrong at Louisville.
And all those players, they never gave up. And obviously, if you don't like your coach, what are you going to do? I'm going to take games. Never gave up. And he had a big recruiting class, big guys coming in this next season that they did him wrong.
Maybe come back to Kentucky as an assistant.
Maybe. And I will say this.
Assistant's game.
Well, even what I was going to say even about Calipari, I think that he found himself in a situation where he didn't want to deal with the pressure going forward. I think it was a cop-out on his part.
Well, I think the fan base had left Calipari. When you look at the numbers, 75% want you out. Probably not somewhere you want to stay.
And I get that. But to me, once they had the press conference or the show or whatever else with he and Barnhart, and they were kind of seemed to be on the same page, and I think basically Barnhart was like, look, come on, dude, you got to make something happen. With the classy kid coming in, the transfer portal, et cetera, giving that one more year. And guess what? If you don't produce next year, now you're out the door. Instead, I don't think, again,
Kentucky was never going to fire him.
Well, correct. As why would you?
And you can't get him to resign and take the other positions you wanted to offer him.
But you realize also we didn't have anything in our contract, in the UK contract, that we get compensated if he chose to leave. We get nothing for him.
Well, we did. We got a lot of fans excited about basketball.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, but in general, like, you know, you got other players that, you know, $8 million buyout, $10 million, whatever it might be.
Rules are different for different people.
We have nothing. Again,
most schools don't. Most schools really don't have a lot of – schools may have to buy you out. But in Kentucky's case, we ain't buying him out.
I don't think he can handle the pressure Calipari going forward.
We shall see.
I will say this. I appreciate what he did, but I do not wish him any success going forward. I'm not an Arkansas fan anyway, and they've not been relevant since Nolan Richardson.
They had a good coach that left. Why did he leave? It's kind of what I want to know.
Correct. You know? Yes, exactly. And I get that he didn't have a good year, Musselman, this year.
I would have taken Musselman in UK.
I would agree with that as well.
Musselman was a good coach.
Agreed. I think it was a cop out again, Calipari. You know, I would have liked to have stayed one more year, but at this point, good riddance and, you know, goodbye.
One question for you. We're toward the end of time. Do we have one more story to talk about or not?
Yeah, we got one more that I at least want to mention real quick.
Okay. Then we got two.
Okay. Well, then let me throw this one out real quick, and then you can bring yours up. Makaira Cottle was selected as the Retaliation Mountain Sports Girl Player of the Year for the 2023-2024 high school basketball season. So congratulations to Makaira Cottle on being recognized in that capacity.
And the last story was a little bit of a debate topic. Save it or not?
No, let's go and go for it. All right. Go ahead.
We're going to run over a little bit of time, so stay with us if you want. Alan Martin, who just came off of two district championships here at Powell County, was let go as head coach for the Powell County Boys program. Timing is weird. Two straight district championships. Let go. About a week ago?
Yeah, right before spring break.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand some of the things maybe behind it, but if you keep a guy around long enough and they succeed, again, this program got better every year he was there. To me, did what you're supposed to do and win district championships, right?
Yeah.
Make it to regions. We're competitive.
Lose to the team who represented the 14th region.
I'm just saying, interesting.
In some ways, I'm confounded by it. I'm not so sure that we'll ever find out the truth behind some of the things. And again, you can go say we're going in a different direction, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But there are still some behind the scenes things that probably have happened that probably led to this decision that the general public, don't know about. Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm speculating at this point. But, you know, again, what more did he need to do to prove himself? So, again, there had to be something else I don't know.
More off the floor or off the court as on.
Sure. That's why I'm saying maybe there's something else, you know, that we don't know about, the general public doesn't know about.
I also think that you have to be able to help your young coaches through those times, good leadership. And some of that happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but we have good leadership here. But I think people get too busy sometimes to see the forest for the trees. Had this been done earlier in the season, I would have got it more. Happening when it happened, I didn't get it. But understand those things in the past that may have happened may be enough to cause this. So I'm not understanding the timing is my only issue. But again, I love Alan. I wish him the best of luck in the future. I know he's going to look for other positions. And, again, wish him the best of luck. So,
it is unfortunate, again, that all of a sudden out of the blue, again, it's a personnel decision.
Yes.
We will never – no one at the district level is going to talk to us, whether it's on the record or off the record, to ever tell us if there were – again, what were the issues? Again,
and they don't have to. They don't.
No, of course not. No, they can hire and fire whoever they want to. Right. You know, basically at will. Again, it's the timing of it. Questioning again, he wins back-to-back district titles. What kind of led to that? Did they already have somebody else in mind, right, as a replacement?
We'll
yeah, maybe. But at the same time, I mean, who knows who the candidates are? Who knows who it'll end up being? Again, is that somebody that was on a radar? Is it somebody who's a current coach that,
if you go one route, it could be already kind of pre-planned. If you go another route, maybe we're surprised. And listen.
Or maybe you had talks with somebody, but it's like, hey, if an opening comes up.
Maybe, but I don't foresee us doing that, but we could. Listen, this job, and I talked to Alan and other people about this, the average life expectancy, not life, but in coaching, is 2.5 years.
For us.
For boys basketball. At Powell
as you,
County.
As you proved a year ago, basically, when we had this conversation as well. Yes.
2.5 years is it.
Yeah. He lasted
four.
4 years.
Right. I think he's had these kids all the way through freshman through senior.
True. Correct.
So he beat the average. So, I mean, you know, we got the winningest district championship coach ever I think he's won more districts. Brian Hall. We let him go. He didn't have a lot of wins regular season, but he won district championships. We've got to put out there what the goals are. You got a guy that won a region and a couple districts. We let him go. I don't know.
What do you want? What are you looking for? And if I and potentially if it's me and I'm a coach, I'm not so sure that I would even apply, realizing that the life expectancy as far as the coaching, like you're not going to last very long.
Now, not all those are firings. I would have to say not all.
No, of course,
have
sure.
Left for other sure. opportunities, but there have been those who didn't end well. Terminations, resignations, whatever they are, forced outs.
Yeah,
is what this is. And like I said, I wish Allen the best.
Absolutely.
I think we've got a good program in the future. So the powers that be, good luck, and do the best for the program.
Correct. Yeah, these kids, they're the most important thing. And I'd like to know if there was even any input from the players as far as, like, you know.
Maybe parents, not players, I'm for sure.
Well, that's a good point. But again, to me, it's not about the parents. It's about the kids. And if the kids, again,
but they vote.
Fought hard. Well, I'm just saying, if the kids, it's no different than the Kenny Payne. You know, those players, again, I can give up on my coach and not perform when I lose intentionally to get you fired, right? If I'm an underclassman.
Yes.
At the same time, if I'm like with the Louisville players, they played all the way to the end. They fought hard for their coach to win. They were short a couple of key players to make that difference. And again, the fact that you signed him to an 8-year contract, you don't let him go. But
Kenny Payne was always a player's coach, as even as an assistant at Kentucky.
Correct. And what his problem was as well, he's too shy, he's too quiet for the city of Louisville to not, you know what I'm saying, to remain quiet. They need somebody. They've got a good hire.
You got to have the guy that's up here making noise, like a Calipari.
That's what Pat Kelsey will be for Louisville now. He's brought a whole new energy to the city. And at that point, the fact that he is that car salesman kind of guy.
Is he a name enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's I mean, he came from the College of Charleston, which I think has a solid reputation. You know, yeah, I think he'll do well.
It was one of your big schools, one of your power schools.
Yeah, top 10 overall, you know, all time.
All time. So it's also a tough place to go coach. After Denny Crum, after Adolph Rupp, Joe Alt. It's tough at these places.
Well, and Patino went there and had success. Obviously, he won a national championship, even though it's questionable, you know, whether he did it, because that was kind of a whole situation whatever else. But
I like Patino, but I do. He's 71 years old.
Listen, he loved the state of Kentucky so much.
He shouldn't have left.
Well, and he realized that, and he admitted that. But at the same time, he loved Kentucky so much that when the Louisville job became available, he wanted to move back to Kentucky and coach them, and he didn't think that it'd necessarily be that much of a...
Oh, yeah, if Patino had it all to do over again, he stays in Kentucky for 30 years and goes down as another legend.
Yep, correct, but it's the Boston Celtics.
He's still a legend, though.
It's the Boston Celtics in the NBA, and it's hard to pass up.
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in. Thanks for that little extra time. Again, we had to get that news out there. It's a fairly new situation here in Powell County, but we did run a little over, so thanks to our sponsors. See Ethan, give him a big thank you. Good luck to our Pirates, Lady Pirates, in all two-way action, hopefully tomorrow night. I will say again, the baseball, that's a championship game you're playing tomorrow. So support the Pirates, especially. If we make it to the championships, come support the girls as well.
And we could use some sponsors as well.
We could use some sponsors here on WSKV.
Help the radio station out for all the work that they do.
Thanks for listening.
Go Pirates.
Here comes another truckload of music on Pickup Country, 104.9 WSKB.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to